This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Saturday, June 10th Forum, Radioactive Contamination, Environment and Public Health, and the Future of the Portsmouth Nuclear Site. You are invited to join the Ohio Nuclear Free Network for its important virtual public forum, Radioactive Contamination, Environment and Public Health, and the Future of the Portsmouth Nuclear Site, on Saturday, June 10th, beginning at 10:45 a.m. Mountain Time. The in-person and virtual forum offers an opportunity to learn from world-renowned experts about contamination at the Piketon, Ohio site and at Department of Energy DOE sites across the country. Dr. Michael Ketterer, an industrial chemistry professor emeritus and former enforcement scientist at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, will unveil new field test results from sampling attics and other obscure locations in people's homes at various distances from the former Portsmouth gaseous diffusion plant, now known as the Portsmouth Nuclear Plant, or PORT. Joe Mangano, a noted epidemiologist, will provide evidence of dramatic cancer spikes in residents exposed to radioactive air and water in seven counties downwind and downstream of ports. Terry Lodge, a specialist in environmental law and civil rights, will discuss the new secretive Ohio Nuclear Development Authority and the perversion of Ohio state government into promoting advanced reactors and nuclear weapons proliferation. Piketon is a village 80 miles south of Columbus, Ohio, and is the home of PORTS. It is a DOE installation where, beginning in the 1950s, fuel for nuclear power plants was enriched. From time to time, PORTS contractors have produced nuclear weapons material. There is a 70-year legacy of enriched uranium, technetium, americium, possibly plutonium and other radioisotopes, contaminating natural features and human lives for miles downwind of the site. Even as communities are dealing with contamination, new dirty industries are locating at PORTS, including a new production line to purify depleted uranium for use in machine gun bullets, tank and artillery shells, and components for nuclear weapons. A new limited study conducted under the watchful leadership of local government officials has just been publicized. The study, funded by DOE, verifies measurable enriched uranium contamination in a 6-mile radius from PORTS. The study will support the community's demands for additional scientific verification, medical tracking, and free treatment for cancer and radiation victims, and reparations for what has clearly become a very large sacrifice zone in southern Ohio. The Ohio Nuclear Free Network is working with groups living in the shadow of other federal nuclear sites to get the truth out about both the natural and human victims of more than 80 years of official nuclear war policy. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.